Comments and Criticisms. Heidegger specifically quotes several examples of the pre-Socratic thought that he sought to emulate and resurrect. But you should learn all, the untrembling heart of unconcealment, well-rounded, and also the opinions of mortals who lack the ability to trust what is unconcealed. Parmenides. In the following passage, Heidegger speaks of the concealment of being which aletheia, unconcealedness, penetrates to discover the truth of being. Concealment can be a refusal or merely a dissembling. We are never completely sure whether it is one or the other. Concealment conceals and dissembles itself. This means that the open place in the midst of beings, the clearing, is never a precise stage with a permanently raised curtain where the play of beings unfolds. On the contrary, the clearing takes place only as this double concealment. The unconcealment of beings, such is never a simply existent state, instead it is a happening. Unconcealment, truth, is neither an attribute of matters in the sense of beings, nor one of propositions. The origin of the work of art. Philosophy remains latent in every human existence, and need not be first added to it from somewhere else. The metaphysical foundations of logic. Philosophy gets underway only by a peculiar insertion of our own existence into the fundamental possibilities of Dasein as a whole. For this insertion, three things are of decisive importance. First, we must allow space for beings as a whole. Second, we must release ourselves into the nothing. In other words, we must liberate ourselves from those idols everyone has before which everyone cringes. And finally, we must let the sweep of our suspense take its full course so that it swings back into the basic question of metaphysics, which the nothing itself compels. Why is there being at all, and why not rather nothing? What is metaphysics? The greatness of the discovery of phenomenology lies not in results obtained by factual means, which can be evaluated and analyzed, and nowadays have certainly evoked a veritable transformation in questioning and working, but rather in this. It is the discovery of the very possibility of doing research in philosophy. But a possibility is properly understood in its most proper sense only when it continues to be taken as a possibility and preserved as a possibility. However, preserving it as a possibility does not mean to fix a chance state of research and inquiry as ultimately real and allow it to solidify. On the contrary, it means to keep open the tendency toward the matters themselves. History of the concept of time. Prolegomena. Hence, being in is not to be explained ontologically by some ontical characterization, as if one might say, for example, that being in a world is a spiritual property, and that man's spatiality is a result of his bodily nature, which at the same time always gets founded upon corporeality. Here again, we are faced with the being present at hand together, of some such spiritual thing with a corporeal thing, while the being of the entity thus compounded remains more obscure than ever. Being and time. The critical reception of such work was mixed. The celebrated European thinker George Steiner regards Heidegger highly. The Heideggerian revaluation literally forces one to attempt to rethink the very concept of thought. Only a major thinker can provoke so creatively. In this context, it is worth noting that Steiner is not only Jewish, but also well aware of Heidegger's disgraceful behavior during the Nazi era. He also said, "In the history of Western thought, there is no other work like Sein und Zeit." While many agree with this, not all see such estimation as a complimentary assessment. Other well-known thinkers have been more forthright in their critical opinions. The following is just one example of many, and far from being the most extreme. The master of complicated banalities, Heidegger's modus philosophandi is neurotic through and through, and is ultimately rooted in his psychic crankiness. His kindred spirits, close or distant, are sitting in lunatic asylums, some as patients, some as psychiatrists, on a philosophical rampage. For all its critical analysis, philosophy has not yet managed to root out its psychopaths. What do we have psychiatric diagnosis for?
C.G. Jung.